Hello and welcome back to season two of The Platinum Rule. We are a news update and political science playground for policies and spotlights on current things happening that can affect you or indirectly impact your neighbors.
Hello, this is Amari and Sophia, and welcome back to the Platinum Rule podcast. We're so happy to be releasing this episode on our regular Tuesday scheduling. Anywho, hi Sophia, how was your birthday weekend?
Hi, Amari, you sound like a freaking robot.
I had a smiley face in my notes.
I love that.
And it totally changed my normal diction. Like, I don't know why I said it like that.
You're fine. I'm totally keeping this in the podcast, just so you know. But yeah, my weekend was good. It was my birthday weekend. I got to spend time with family. We went to Joshua Tree and it was glamping, to say the least. It was lots of outdoors, lots of quality time.
To say the least.
Yeah, right. It was very good. A good break from the new job I just started. I've been there for about a week. So it was a good little like break in between.
Why don't you tell everyone about your job?
Yes. So I'm so excited. Orange County, I'm living in Orange County right now. And the city called me for help with the vaccine distribution centers. It's been an emotional experience, to say the least. I'm watching everybody's grandpas and grandmas come through and get the vaccine. And I'm usually like their first interaction before they actually have the appointment. So it is always my goal to make sure like all the nerves are out of their system before they actually go in. So it's been super cool. We're at Disneyland. So it's kind of weird seeing Disneyland in such a different like setup. And then my very first day, they're like, we're expecting 2,000 people to show up today. Yeah, way more than 2,000. 2,000 for them is like a slow day. So it's been...
Everything about that is so wild, but also so amazing. Thank you for taking the time out and doing something that is so transformative.
No, it's been cool. First the election, now this.
Right? Well, I'm so glad that we got to cover that. Before we begin, I want to start off with you sharing your COVID vaccine experience because with your job, you got to get the vaccine. So how did that go?
Yeah, no, I feel so lucky. On my first day, they were like, oh, you're going to get the vaccine today. And I honestly didn't really have time to process, but I feel like it's a weird flex now that I did get it. It's like, I feel like... I'm a little hesitant to share that I have the vaccine, but it's been good. The first day I got it, I mean, I really didn't have time to process it. I just, next thing I knew was getting the vaccine. And my coworker was like, you might want to stock up on the Tylenol tonight. Like, your arm's going to be so sore. And me and my other coworker were walking back to our car. And we're like, oh my God, this girl's so dramatic. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then that night before I went to bed, I started feeling the soreness in my arm and I was like, oh shoot. But the Tylenol was all the way in my car. So I'm like, all right, screw it. I'm going to take the Tylenol tomorrow morning. Like it's what's done is done. The next morning I woke up and I'm not being dramatic, could not lift up my arm. I was so uncomfortably sore. So just a warning, when it is time, you will be sore and you better have like the ibuprofen ready because that's just like my only suggestion. And I was exhausted. So make sure you don't have anything to do that day or the next.
Also, asterisk, sorry to add an asterisk, Tylenol, not ibuprofen, because their physicians are asking people not to take ibuprofen during COVID because I guess it can do something to your body, but that's
See,
what
that's
I've been
crazy.
Told.
Okay, when I said I took Tylenol and they're like, you didn't take ibuprofen? And I'm like, no, I just happen to have Tylenol. But yeah, so clear that up. I guess you're not supposed to be taking ibuprofen. It's Tylenol, right?
I think it's something to do with, I'm not a physician. I don't want to misspeak. Next, I will do the research. I'll have my mom ask one of the surgeons and I will tell you guys the exact medical reason why. I just don't know at the top of my head. So I'm genuinely curious, did you get Pfizer or Moderna?
Yes.
I'm going to get the Pfizer one if I can help it. So which one did you get?
I got Moderna.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll have
I
different
know.
experiences.
Yeah, we'll definitely have different experiences. I hear that when you go back for your second one, so for Pfizer, you have to go back in 21 days for your second dose. And then for Moderna, you have to go back in 28. So I will be back in 28 days for my second dose. I'm a little bit nervous just because I know people on their second dose, that's like when they get fevers and very flu-like symptoms. This time I was just exhausted. So I'll keep you guys posted on my second vaccine trip too. But yeah, that's it. That's it. I feel like I have superpowers.
Yeah, you do. You truly do. Well, we are going to go right into more COVID-19 news. We are just going to cover the Biden-Harris pledge and their 7-point plan, just so you guys are aware of what's happening next. This current Biden-Harris pledge to beat COVID-19 pledges that they will always listen to science, ensure public health decisions are informed by public health professionals, promote trust, transparency, and common purpose and accountability in our government.
Thank goodness. It's time the professionals take charge. This 7-point plan, obviously, is called the 7-point plan for its seven different parts that it's trying to cover. I was kind of interested to see. I haven't seen the official 7-point plan. This is going to be a run through of what this includes. The first one is ensuring all Americans have access to regular, reliable, and free testing. This is ensuring that there is no difference in treatment for the rich, poor.
To ensure all of those things, they're going to double the number of drive-through testing sites and invest in next-generation testing, including at-home and instant testing, which is super important.
They're also going to fix personal protective equipment, so PPE problems for good.
This will build for the future. This will all ensure that in the future, we have the manufacturing capability to make sure we are not dependent on other countries in a crisis.
They also, in the 7-point plan to provide clear, consistent, evidence-based guidance for how communities will navigate. This includes resources for schools, small businesses, and families.
And it's important to remember that social distancing is not a light switch, which is a direct quote from the site.
True.
Lots of consideration is going into businesses, bars, restaurants, and other large spaces. And the main focus here is on 1, establishing a renewable fund for state and local governments to help prevent budget shortfalls. They are going to call on Congress to pass an emergency package to ensure schools have the additional resources they need to adapt and create a restart package for small businesses to cover cost of operating safety, which, for example, include plexiglass and PPE.
And that's so important because I feel like everyone's just so ready for the world to open back up again, whether it's schools or businesses. But it's like what happens after that? So having the support of what that's going to take to safely do it is, I think that's pretty cool that they're including that. Another part of this plan is for effective, equitable distribution of treatments and vaccines because development isn't enough if they aren't effectively distributed. So this is to protect older Americans and others high at risk. That's another part of the plan. They're planning to do this by creating a nationwide pandemic dashboard where Americans can check in real time to help them gauge whether local transmission is actively occurring in their zip codes. Not sure how that's going to work completely, but keep an eye out for that. I think that's going to be coming in the next couple of months. They're also planning to rebuild and expand defenses to predict, prevent, and mitigate pandemic threats, including those coming from China. So the current administration is actually trying to restore relationships with the World Health Organization. They did state, while it's not perfect, it is essential to coordinating a global response during a pandemic. So looking at the bigger picture, I guess. They're also relaunching and strengthening their international pathogen tracking system, a tracking program called PREDICT. So I guess some technical and world relationship advances are on the horizon for us.
Thank goodness. And last but not least, they want to implement mask mandates nationwide by working with governors, mayors, and public citizens by asking them to step in the time of crisis. Okay, and with that, we are going to transition to headliners.
All right. Since we are focusing on the new administration and the COVID plan, we thought we would share important relief bill information with you all. So before we do that, relief bill information. The relief bill is being decided among Congress.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Just want to like make sure we're all on the same page here. So yeah, so this relief bill is being talked about by
Congress.
all right, by Congress. Congress rules a lot, not just our presidents. Take it away. What are we going to be learning about?
So, my friend Alex Votaw generously let me take information that she collected about the bills so I can share it with you guys. Alex, if you're listening, thank you.
Shout out to you, Alex. First up, we wanted to share that Republican congressmen have proposed a $600 billion COVID relief package versus the Biden $1.9 trillion package. The difference, billion, trillion. So just so we're clear, let's run that back. Billion, Republican. Trillion, Biden. That's all.
This may seem like a deal, but we are not in the market for sale price relief bills. We need something big. The left would give $1,400 payments, while the right would give $1,000 payments via direct deposit, like the other stimulus relief checks.
Okay, so looking at the numbers, federal unemployment benefits proposed by the left are $400 weekly and $300 from the right weekly. So $100 difference with the federal unemployment benefits.
Both the left and right want to include a $20 billion national vaccine program, but the Republicans' proposed bill would exclude state and local aid.
With that, I'm glad that they could agree with something about that, but this is the part where you should be asking yourself if you think funding local and state governments should be part of the COVID relief package. The Republicans' bill would allocate $20 billion to education, while Biden's would offer $175 billion to education. Almost, goodness, what is that? I don't even know how many times more to education.
About 4 or 5 times more.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Although some are seeing this as a quote unquote compromise, the Democrats can pass Biden's bill with 51 votes instead of the normal 60 votes needed in Congress through a process called budget reconciliation.
So with this, actions related to government spending and taxation can be passed through the reconciliation, just like you just mentioned. Mitch McConnell used this same method to process tax cuts for the wealthy back in 2018.
Might have been 2017, but yes, like in the last administration.
Yeah, so in the last administration, bottom line, definitely has been used before. If it will be used now is the question.
And with that, I'm going to conclude our COVID relief bill explanation. I know that was a ton of information, but we think it's really important for you all to know exactly where the government is at when it comes to relief bill, and of course, an update on your stimulus checks.
Woo, we talk that shmoney, honey. All right, well, it is the time that we have all been waiting for. I hope you hung in to the last minute here. We are here to announce our giveaway winner.
Drum roll, please.
And the winner is Kelsey Jean Marie.
Woo!
Kelsey Jean Marie, congratulations. Thank you for entering. Everyone, thank you for entering. We were actually really surprised by the amount of submissions we had. So, we are actually considering merch in the future. So, keep your eyes on the lookout for that. That about wraps up this week, right?
Sure does.
We've got some good stuff coming next week. We actually have someone that is very familiar in presidential and Congress campaigns. Yes, so you'll just have to wait till next week. I think that's it for me.
That's all. Have a great week. Thank you guys for returning and tuning in. We'll be back next Tuesday.
As we'd like to emphasize, we're just here to spark something for everyday people who do everyday things that have the magic to make differences everywhere.
With that being said, if you're feeling in the mood, please choose to share this episode, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram if you don't already at Platinum Rule Podcast.
Until next time,
bye.
Bye.